Jake Spaulding with you as it's time for the Cobra Locker Room Chat every single week right here on 103.9 KNZA. Talking with head coach Caleb Wick once again this week. As always, the Cobra Locker Room Chat is presented by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, the Farmer State Bank in Holton, and Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson with Farm Bureau Financial Services. Coach, you guys are coming off of a week four win on the road at McLouth, 55-0. This is another big time Northeast Kansas League battle in this ball game. You saw the Cobras be dominant. Melly's 8-for-11 through the air for 174 and 3 passing touchdowns. Austin Zeller, caught 5 passes for 125 yards and 2 scores. But as a team, you guys also rushed for 174, averaging 8 yards per carry. Just tell me about how that game felt for you guys going on the road, getting that win on the road.
It was just like I said in my previous interviews, it was just a business trip, and we went there working on ourselves. And McLouth gave us some different looks that we had to adjust to during the course of the game, but I felt like we did that. And offensively, I felt like we hit some big plays early. You know, they were showing us a loaded box, almost daring us to throw, so we were able to throw it over the top a few times. And I think Drake could have hit the underneath routes 2 or 3 times where he decided to go deep with it. So that's just the little things that we need to continue on working on, and his progressions on his reads. But overall, I felt like we took a step in the right direction on Friday.
Defensively, Coach, this is a team that once again on the varsity level giving up just 6 points. There's some games where you guys are able to get younger players in, but as a team only giving up 14 points this season. But just tell me a little bit about what you're seeing on the defensive side of the ball right now, why that's so important to continue to really kind of dominate on the defensive side.
I think it starts in the earlier days of practice. You know, on a Monday when we watch film, we like to get a great idea on what the other team likes to run and what do we need to stop right away. Tuesday, we implement the plan that we're going to execute on Friday, and then Wednesday, we really run it through full go against our scout team. And our varsity has been doing an exceptional job of the scout. Coach Nalges has done an exceptional job of getting the scout for the team or the opponent that we're playing against, and they've just executed on Friday nights. You know, there's still some avenues that we need to shear up, especially wrapping up. I know there's been some occasions, the touchdown at Mar Hill, for instance, where we had the guy and we just didn't wrap up and he broke a tackle and went the distance. And that was the same way against McLouth on Friday. You know, our JV was in there and they just popped one out up the middle and he broke 3 or 4 tackles. So there's always something we can work on, but the defense has been flying to the football playing fast. But we know as a team and as a coaching staff that we need to get better in that part of the department as well.
As you guys continue to move on, you guys take on a Pleasant Ridge team on the road this week. We'll dive more into that ball game coming up next as you're listening to the Jackson Heights Locker Room Chat right here on 103.9 KNZA. Jake Spaulding back with you, talking Cobra football here on the Jackson Heights Locker Room Chat. Once again, joined by head coach Caleb Wick. The Cobra is now a perfect 4-0 on the season, and after a big win at McLouth last week. Coach, you guys hit the road again this week. You take on a Pleasant Ridge team that comes in 1-3. Their win this season came against Donovan West back in week 2, but most recent opponents at JCN last week and hosting Troy the week prior, a team that gives up a lot of points but has found ways to get some scores throughout this season as well on the offensive side. What are your guys' thoughts going into this game against the Rams?
You know, they're an awful young team. I think they play 5 or 6 freshmen, maybe even more, and they're 2 deep as a lot of freshmen and a lot of sophomores. So we definitely have to get on them early. We got to go there and we have to start fast. But you can just see the progression that they've had from week 1 to now going into week 5. They've gotten exceptionally better, not just on the offensive side of the football, but also the defensive side of the football. So, you know, their coaching staff is really coaching them up well because, like I said, on film, they just seem like they've gotten progressively better each and every week. And that's all you can ask for. And being that young, they might take some lumps here. They have taken some lumps here in the first 4 games, but like I said, they have gotten better. You can tell they're just thrown to the fire and they're not afraid of anything, and they play fast, they play physical, and they got some speed in the backfield that we're definitely going to have to account for. But we're going into this week, you know, just worrying about ourselves again, that 1-0 mentality, and hopefully we can go in there and execute our game plan on Friday.
Yeah, you guys have a game again that's this Friday. It's at Pleasant Ridge. It will be on the Cobra channel for you to be able to take in. I want to talk a little bit about practices for you guys. How important is it for your young guys in practices to help out the varsity, getting them prepared week by week?
You know, I think it's essential. they really don't get to showcase their skills on Friday nights, and they have the last couple weeks just because of the score and the way it's been at halftime. But they really don't get that praise from the Monday nights that they play and the sacrifices that they have to do during the course of the week. You know, they get our varsity ready, and, you know, our varsity's pretty good this year, so I feel like the JV has gotten exceptionally better just during practice, going up against our varsity each and every day, and offensively and defensively. And when we can get them into the games on Friday, that's just an added bonus for us, because in the end of it, they'll be playing X amount of games more just because they're getting in those varsity snaps, because we really don't have a lot of JV games this year. The way our league has been, not a lot of teams have had JV teams, so we've had to pick up a game with Mission Valley, and we got a couple more here on the schedule. But overall, I think they play three or four games, so they really don't get a lot of game action. So any game action they can get on the practice field, for instance, or on Friday nights is always beneficial for us.
You guys are 4-0 overall, 1-0 now in districts. District time, just kind of, is it a different mentality for you guys once you get out of the pre-districts? Now, hey, everything really has a heightened, it matters a little bit more now each and every single game.
Well, we just go into it like every game matters, because in the grand scheme of things, yeah, district is your first eliminating factor when it comes to the seeding and everything. But if you want to get that top notch, top four seed, you know, every game counts, every game matters. So we have to go through that 1-0 mindset each and every day, and not just in practice, but in games. And I felt like we've been doing that. But yeah, the kids know what's at stake right now, so they just know it's time to focus up and go execute.
Again, a contest at Pleasant Ridge this week. You can watch that game on the Cobra Channel. Jackson Heights will return home the following week as they will take on their opponent in Onega in 2 weeks. But a big game against the Rams tomorrow night, Coach. Good luck to you. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Head Coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobra. The Cobra Locker Room Chat every single week, again, presented by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, the Farmers State Bank, and Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson with Farm Bureau Financial Services.